I'm waiting to talk to the manager.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy, the supervisor speaking. How can I assist you?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what company this is and why the representative that I just spoke to act like he or she or whoever knew nothing about what was going on. Because, like I told him, I authorized $7.95, you guys, and took out $7.95 plus another $56.95, which was not authorized.
Let me pull the account up, ma'am. Just give me just a moment. And we are a third-party call center that hosts a variety of online vendors, and the vendor's name would be on your bank statement, ma'am.
Okay, because what he just – see, this is not what he just told me. And so that's why I'm a little confused as to why he didn't know what website it was, and he could have just said he's a third-party vendor. Instead, he says, I've been with the company for 2 years, and things change all the time with us. That makes no sense to me, especially when I don't know what this charge is on my account.
Yes, ma'am. I'm pulling up the account now, and I see that it would be for the KitchenAid and the membership to our Gadget website. We send our customers a $125 voucher for them to use on our website if the customer likes the products that they receive for the shipping and handling charge.
Okay, and I asked him what that was, and he didn't even explain that to me. I don't even know what that is. Like I said, I didn't see anything about $150. I didn't see anything about $56.95. I saw $7.95. All you have to do is pay for shipping. That's what I did. And so the other transaction was not authorized.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we can offer you a customer courtesy refund of 35%.
No, I need the whole thing back. It just threw my whole account off because you guys didn't even say anything about the $56.95, nothing about a $150 voucher. And, you know, that's false advertisement, and I don't appreciate that.
And we can offer a 50% of a customer courtesy refund.
Okay, so why can't you do 100% if I'm telling you that it was not authorized?
If you've authorized the shipping and handling charges, ma'am, then by extension, you've also authorized these because you would have checked the box to say that you were over the age of 18 and that you understood that you would be automatically enrolled into the membership to our Gadget website before the order could be placed.
Okay. So, and on that, it showed $150? I mean, $56?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So where can you show me, can you send me the terms and agreements to that?
Let me locate the website here. Okay. Just a moment, ma'am. Okay. I'm almost finished, ma'am. Just give me just a moment. Okay, let's see. Okay, ma'am, I will issue the full refund of the $56.95, and that'll get back into the account in 3 to 5 business days, and I have the confirmation number ready for you whenever you are.
Okay, hold on. Let me write down the confirmation number. Hold on. All right, go ahead.
It's C as in Charlie. 2608-23432.
C as in Charlie, 2608-23432.
That's correct.
Okay, and you said 2 to 3 business days?
3 to 5.
3 to 5, okay.
And
all right, thank you.
Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, that's it. Thank you.
And thank you for calling customer support, and have a good rest of your day, ma'am.
You too.